Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hello everyone in the live studio audience, people that instead of waiting in line outside in the very, very cold California air have chosen to come in and check out the show. I appreciate that round of applause. Did I say we're at the UCB Theater and it's before Comedy Death Ray? This is, we do this on Tuesdays and then it gets uploaded on some day thereafter. It's not on a very tight, specific schedule because some people have to have babies and things like that. You know, life gets in the way. As they might say, like in a trailer for the shittiest movie ever made. Life gets in the way. I think in a perfect world, to take another line that would be in a trailer, in a perfect world, Zach and Miri would have an infinite playlist and Nick and Nora would make the porno. Because of the four of them, Kat Dennings is the one you want to see naked. Even the ladies, I bet, want to see those. Those things are insane. I was like surprised that that was a plot point in the movie, like containing those things, because I always thought it was crazy that she played like Bob Saget's daughter on a WB sitcom, and she had those huge things then. And she was supposed to be like 13 on the show. Okay, moving on. That got really uncomfortable. So Soul Men starring... as of this taping, Soul Men starring the late, great Bernie Mac and Sam Jackson and the late Isaac Hayes. It opened in sixth place. How many people have to die? Oh, shit. All right. Let's bring our guests out, you guys. Every week, every time, rather. It's not every week, but every show, I have two friends of mine who are oftentimes very funny comedians come in and sit down and talk about movies, and tonight is no exception. This first gentleman you may know from, he recorded a CD here recently called Nine Sweaters. It's available at astrecords.com. You know, he's been in tons of things. Please welcome Andy Daly, everybody. See, they didn't even know you were going to be here. Sure.
Talking to them. Here.
This was a surprise that you're here, and they responded very quite favorably.
Yeah, they did. Nobody was outraged.
I haven't, as long
anger.
As I've been doing this, no guest has outraged the audience.
Really? Not
no
once?
One has ran off in a huff. Or,
what happened tonight, this next asshole?
Well, it's funny you should disparage him.
Yeah, because he's not here?
Because, and he called me and left a message on my cell phone saying, Doug, it's Wayne. I'm not going to be there at 8 o'clock. Go ahead and start, and I'll get there as soon as I can. I'm like, the audacity. Sarah Silverman's sitting back there. She could just replace him.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, she's ready to go.
Yeah.
She's
ready to be a heartbeat away from Wayne Fetterman.
She's at the Vice Wayne Fetterman slot.
Yeah.
And I don't know how far away Wayne is or if he can see Russia from there, but I hope
he
understands.
There were no specifics in his bed. He didn't say where he was or how long it would take him to get there.
No, just
nothing.
Go ahead and start without me. You know, he didn't throw in a, you may end up getting through the entire thing without me.
Right.
Go ahead and get somebody else because I won't be there.
Did he spend a lot of time apologizing?
No, it was very short. It was just, I'm not going to be there on time. Start without me. And I'll walk in. He'll strut in here.
I think we're going to see that outrage today.
His name is Wayne Fetterman. You might know him from Charlie's Angels 2, Full Throttle, in which he's a man in a restroom in one scene.
Is that right?
You might know him from Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
You should have been in that.
Thank you.
It is a compliment. It's a compliment. Think of the
compliments.
It's all guys like you that should be
in it. You're not the first to say it. I thought that too.
I think
when I saw that movie, I said, "Hey, am I in this?"
You swim in a very confusing universe right now because
tell me why.
All you and all your friends are in all the comedies right now.
Yeah, right.
And,
uh-huh.
And it's like you should just be in every one.
So when they make one without me. It's glaringly weird.
Yeah. Well, it's just, and there's just an assumption there because I often don't see the movies until they're on airplanes.
Is it wrong to feel entitled to be in a movie?
I deserve to be in this. This is my role. No. That kind of thing.
Right.
You started it.
You're right. I did.
I'm trying to talk about it, but
I'm just
totally
concerned about Wayne.
It. We're all concerned about Wayne because. Did you guys know, fun fact about Wayne Fetterman, the name of the character he played on that wacky episode of X-Files where Gary Shandling was also in it? Do you know the character he played?
I'm going to guess Wayne Fetterman.
Bam.
Really?
You fucking nailed it, my friend.
Oh! I thought I was wrong and the character's name was Bam. But I was right.
Andy, may I call you Andrew?
That'd be great.
Let's make this more formal.
Yeah. I'd like to take a step back from the...
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the questions that are normally on the blue cards, but I've memorized them.
Wow.
What is your favorite swear word? And we're not going to bleep it. We're not fucking Bravo.
This is unexpected. I once saw Sharon Stone on Inside the Actor Studio, and he ramps up into the questions, and she goes, "Oh, I forgot about these." It's like bullshit, bullshit. You
didn't
forgot about these.
Didn't give these a second thought.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
didn't cramp
these are
for
coming.
It at all.
Oh yeah, didn't go over these with my publicist.
You prepare for that test,
of
and
course.
The answers are uninteresting. Like,
yeah.
There's not, you know, favorite swear word. Are they going to say one we don't know? Or
right.
One that's got a lot of F's and P's in it. It's just a funny word. What's your favorite swear word? Suck it. One word. No C. All right. So you were in that Will Ferrell dirty basketball movie.
What was,
I call
dirty?
It dirty.
Tell me why you call it a dirty.
I call it dirty because it was rare for him to have an R-rated outing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about it.
Yeah.
I really loved it because there was some restraint in there.
They think it's one of the reasons people didn't go see it.
Because it was because it was rated R.
Yeah.
That certainly, that doesn't have that cute, you know, Blades of Glory PG-13 thing going for it. But it's still, I was surprised that people didn't cotton to it as much as.
I agree.
As they should have.
Yeah, I pretty much thought that was the big one.
I mean, one downside is that it's about basketball, and I don't know anybody that's interested in basketball. as a subject.
I think people are, though.
Nah.
You think as a sport
people
they are?
People like rowing. I know that. I wonder why there hasn't been a Will Ferrell rowing comedy yet. Oxford really blues.
I just want to say coxit, and I don't have a context, but I just want to say it.
Cause, sure.
Because we're in the area.
You finally
we're in the area.
Spit out your favorite swear word after all this time. But so now you and your comedy mafia, what are you up to now? What are you?
We're attacking drama.
What are you putting?
We're just going to go
just
shoot
take
up drama.
Down drama. Because one network, they know drama, and the other one, they know comedy. I want to see one of them win.
It's time for them to go to the mattresses.
Yeah. Totally go to the mattresses. So, yeah, so you were the hilarious sportscaster guy throughout Semi-Pro.
Yes.
And did I say the right name?
Yeah.
Semi-Pro?
Some people say semi-pro.
I thought I was saying semi-tough accidentally because I often got it confused with that old Burt Reynolds.
That might have been one of the problems.
Romp.
I thought this was Fetterman.
Welcome.
It ain't. Hi.
You know, the bottom line is it was graceful.
This entrance into the audience?
They got in like cat burglars. The kind that get caught. But thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
What were you talking about?
Basketball. So you're one of the announcers through the whole
right.
thing, and it's hilarious. Did you, first of all, were you intimidated by the fact that the announcer character has stolen the movie in a few other sports films? You know, like Fred Willard in whatever one he was in.
Yeah.
And
Best in Show.
And Jason Bateman in Dodgeball, the motion picture.
Didn't see it.
Stole it.
Really?
Took the
Did
movie,
he walk away with it?
Shoved it down his pants, and ran away.
Wow. I might have been intimidated if I had known that. It's got a whole that asshole's got a whole movie in his pants.
It was a different flavor. It was a totally different flavor. He played like a spacey kind of hippie trying to announce the dodgeball game. You played like a old fashioned, old timey.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the 70s, but my character was stuck in the 50s, was kind of my thing.
Yeah, and slips in his peculiar notions every once and again, but in a very official manner.
Yeah, he's
so
a very
sort of goes unnoticed.
He's a consummate broadcaster, absolutely, and occasionally he does slip in some things that probably should not be said on the air, but always
in that same style.
Was there a good one? That's why I brought this up, because it's fun on a podcast to do a fun voice.
It sure is. It's great. Better than faces.
What's a good? Was there a good line that didn't get into the movie that you could say for us and we could enjoy?
Wouldn't that be great?
I know. I didn't ask you ahead of time. There's no pre-interview on this show.
That would
be fantastic
like
if
that.
You just blurted out
oh
a good
God.
One. But you know what I mean? If they cut a great one, you'd kind of have it seared in your brain like it's too bad they didn't use that one.
Oh, I'm just not that type of guy,
I said,
Doug.
I don't look back. So,
okay,
I don't look
then,
back.
Then just,
I'm thankful
I'll just
for
say
what's
something
in, there.
In my voice and then you do it in the sports announcer guy.
Oh, good.
What kind of fuckery is this?
What kind of fuckery is this?
That kind of thing.
Would have been better if I gave you a better line, but...
Well, we've got some real fuckery going on down on the court.
I just love that Amy Winehouse song where she sings about fuckery.
Yeah,
she keeps bringing it up.
What's the story with the Amy Winehouse? She recorded a song for this new James Bond movie, and they didn't like it, but wasn't she going to put it out anyway? Am I the only one that heard this fascinating showbiz story?
It all sounds like it absolutely could have and probably did happen. And
I might have dreamed.
I listened to Billy Bush talk about it on whatever one of those Hollywood shows he's on. And I couldn't tell you if it's really true or not.
I got to hear that version of that song.
Yeah. You got to dig that up from underground.
You know I do.
Get it
you
out
know
there
I
to
will.
The world.
I got all the rarities, all the Winehouse rarities.
Just to get to hear her, just I want to hear how Quantum of Solace gets worked in as a lyric in a song. What rhymes with Solace? Wallace.
Malice with a British accent.
If you say so, sure. Okay.
I do.
You are an expert at the accents. What's another... What's another movie character you've played that's not, you know, not just Andy Daly being himself?
I've never had the opportunity to play myself in a movie.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, some characters hew closer to your natural personality than others.
Yeah.
So what's another wacky...
I hesitate to say that I played it...
Were you Irish in anything?
No. I did once play the gayest person in the world in a movie.
What was that in?
This is a mistake that I brought up because my position has been that it's not me in that movie.
Oh, really? That's your official position?
I'll just walk back a little bit and say that there's a guy that looks a lot like me and has my name.
There's a guy similar to you in this really gay movie, or he's just gay?
He's just super gay. He's just the gayest guy in the world. The director kept saying, talk faster and just be gayer.
Does anybody know what the movie is?
No one would.
Oh, I'm excited.
Why did I bring it up?
This is an undiscovered treasure. Because I'm sure you must be kind of funny at it, right? I mean, it must
be... No, no.
No,
it's really bad.
You don't say funny things at all?
No.
You say just what's in the script and it was a horrible script.
Yeah, right. Definitely no improvising.
Let's go with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because they improvise on all of them now, don't they?
Isn't that wild?
Not since Anchorman?
Was that what
don't
started it?
Don't you just say, isn't every scene just comprised of people just throwing back and forth various non sequiturs until it gets close to resembling a plot? And then somebody says, cut! We're good. I think there was some story
maybe
in
sometimes.
There.
Sometimes. But I'll tell you what does happen all the time is that the director behind the camera is always shouting out dialogue. You know, let's try it this way, and I've got a new line for here. And that's fun and exciting.
That is. That's like, remember when the Drew Carey Show, some episodes, somebody would hit a bell and they'd have to say a new line off the top of their head.
Wow.
That for the show, whole episode.
That show did everything. All the places they said a show couldn't go.
All the places they said, why would it go there? What is the reason for this?
Remember the pop-up episode?
Oh, there's no reason. It's just it'll be great that we're doing it.
That we're doing it.
Yeah.
People won't enjoy it.
No. People enjoyed half of the first musical number. Right. 47 more? Nuh-uh.
They'll like hearing that we did it, but they'll be sorry they tuned in. Did you see the pop-up episode? They did one of those.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, then occasionally in the episode, it'd be whoop.
That VH1 pop-up video. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And it would have fun facts about what was happening in the show, or would it disparage the show?
Fun facts. Yeah.
It'd be funny if, like, Drew said a line... Boop, not funny.
Boop, this guy berates the staff.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Drew fought with the staff over this line and won. That kind of thing.
What's going on your phone?
I'm sorry. I keep checking it because that's how I keep track of the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an iPhone, so...
Fetterman has now missed more than half the show.
He has missed more than half. I will love it if he gets in for the last couple minutes at the end. He's really into basketball.
Oh, he is, huh?
He wrote a book about Pete Maravich.
Yeah, I know.
Did you read the book?
No.
I really got to get in touch with the guests and tell them the things they need to do. Come up with a funny line for your announcer guy to say.
Read the book of the other guy that's on the panel.
Yeah, so you could speak on it in a way that I can't because I'm never going to read it.
Yeah.
He's a friend of mine. He's passionate about the subject, but uh-uh.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to read it.
I can't
it
do it, but if and when he comes in here, I'm going to tell him I read it, and let's see if he believes me. Let's see if I can fake my way through that.
We'll tell him that.
Did you read it? Did you read it too?
Yeah, I read it.
We both read it. Okay, we're going to tell him we both read it. He's going to be so suspicious when we say we both read it.
See, I read it.
A couple weeks ago when I booked him a couple days ago. I was going to say, I told you, you should read his book. It's great.
And I went right out and I got it.
But I just booked
it. And I never
yesterday.
Put it down. I never put it down.
But you, if you did it last night, then that would work. That story would work.
Done and done.
So what is that new project that you're working on? That's is it in the can or is it still in production?
I was on a TV show. You don't want to hear about that on I Love Movies.
Oh, it's a TV thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a movie.
What are you talking about?
I asked you backstage. Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm in that movie. Movie coming out?
Yeah. The Informant, which a lot of comedians are in. Steven Soderbergh. Directed it.
Okay.
And it's about a white collar crime.
Was it written by his model girlfriend?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. so far I'm in.
Yeah, Matt Damon is the star of it.
She wrote Che, the 4-hour
seriously?
Che Guevara thing.
Really?
No, not seriously, but
oh,
okay. And You really thought that? Have you seen his wife? Do you know who she is?
No, who's his wife?
She said like she used to be a co-host on Entertainment Tonight or something. She's
oh,
like,
Mary Hart.
No. All right. Yeah, Mary Hart. He's married to Mary Hart.
Uh-huh.
And
she wrote Che.
She
I buy
wrote
that.
Che.
I buy that.
That's why it's 4 hours long. A lot of it's just Che going, I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't understand story structure.
I love J-Lo's new haircut.
Yeah. Stuff like that. But what's The Informant?
It's a true story of white-collar crime in agribusiness. And you've been asking for one of those.
Begging for one.
It's an interesting story of a crazy guy. But I think it's a comedy. I don't
you
know.
Think?
Seriously.
Because he's peppered some comedians into all of his works.
Is that the case?
Soderbergh. I think they're in most of them.
The script to me was not a comedy script. And then I heard that all these comedians had been hired to be in it. And then I was like, well, I guess I'll find out what that's about when I get there. And I kind of never did.
Because, again, no improvising? You just said what was in the script?
We did do some improvising.
But not to make it funny, just to make it
I
more like...
I didn't know. I didn't know. I was like, should I be trying to make this funny or just... or not? And there didn't seem to be anybody
Soderbergh!
To ask.
Soderbergh! That guy is crazy. What was that thing with Julia Roberts and Blair Underwood that, like, it took place
time
in real
code?
Time? Or was that it?
Time code? Where there were four different cameras going at the same
time? That's something else, but that's another annoying thing. I don't want to sit through a whole movie that's a fucking experiment that doesn't have any kind of payoff other than, well, we did it for the whole movie. Like, yeah. I saw Rachel Getting Married today, and it's you mm-hmm. sit through the rehearsal dinner and the wedding, and then there's the horrible car accident, and the five or six people die. Tell me when I'm saying too much. Stop me when I'm giving away too much. But no, it's just like a wedding, you know, and you just sit there through the
well,
whole
people
fucking
never
thing
get a
going,
chance to go to weddings.
Weddings where I know the participants bore the shit out of me. I'm waiting for it to be over the entire time, and this wedding is... You know, a bunch of made-up people having made-up arguments about their made-up dead little brother. Yeah, you don't get that from the trailer at all. that there's a dead little brother. It looks like, you know, there's some issues, like one of the girls drinks, but that's it. Turns out she drinks and does things with the brother.
Is the brother dead from the beginning of the movie?
From the get-go.
Ugh.
But they don't mention it until the end. What did you mean by that question? Did you mean... No, he is. He's very dead.
I wanted to know if we got to watch
on.
Him die.
I think you don't get to watch him die.
Oh, then I'm not going.
But you get to hear all about the child seat.
Love it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this about Steven Soderbergh and The Informant. Here's a fun fact.
Okay.
We did three takes of the scene that I was in with Matt Damon, the famous movie star. And he said, this is the most takes we've done on anything of this movie. No kidding.
Wow. You know what? He's going to be making movies when he's 78, just like Clint Eastwood. Because Clint Eastwood does not sweat the fucking details
no.
either.
Space Cowboys?
I heard he just shoots rehearsals yeah. and then goes...
I have no doubt that that's true.
And then goes, that's our day. You know, like, doesn't even... The
I
shot
saw Space
list
Cowboys.
Is like one thing.
There were scenes where people were blatantly flubbing their lines in that movie.
In and Space it's just like, Cowboys?
Ah, good enough.
Calling each other, you know, like... Whatever, Jim, you know, to James Garner. He was one of them, right?
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones.
I remember. All right, so let's go ahead and play Leonard Maltin game, which I do at the end of every episode if we get to it. And Sarah's going to come out and play the Leonard Maltin game
look
with us.
Look at the size of that book.
Sarah Silverman. Look at the size of that what?
That's a gigantic
oh, look at that.
Book.
Isn't that golf applause? She just made the putt. All right. So she's going to read off the cast list from a what I assume is a major motion picture. Tell us what year it is first.
Wait, it has,
you could tell us the
big
year.
Blockbuster hit, maybe.
No, you can pick something.
Maybe it is.
If it's a Jonathan Demme movie, I'm coming over this table at you because I'm mad at him right now.
Why?
What did Jonathan Demme do?
He directed Rachel Getting Married.
Oh, I see.
Thanks for setting that up. That was nice.
It felt good.
It was a beautiful wedding.
All right, here we go. What's the year?
The year is 2002.
I think it's going to be Space Cowboys.
Which one?
Space Cowboys.
Space Cowboys would be so funny. 2002,
so
no guesses. Okay. I'm terrible with years. I don't know what year anything came out, except for Gone with the Wind. 47.
Vincent Schiavelli.
Oh, that big weird guy that switched to Sanka in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. We already have a winner up here, but don't... Please don't yell out. One time somebody yelled out when Sarah was playing, and I thought Sarah was going to murder. I thought you were going to murder the
mad.
Person.
I was bummed.
Yeah, okay.
I have a guess.
I hate the sound of my
He's got a guess.
Do I only get one
Schiavelli.
Guess?
You know, you guess yeah. all you want. We don't. There's no rule.
Is it Men in Black?
It is not.
Okay.
Wow.
Really good guess.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next name, Danny Woodburn.
Oh, wait a second.
Who is he?
This takes place at a circus. Because Danny Woodburn's the Midge from Seinfeld.
The Midge.
Cosmo Kramer's best friend. And...
Do you know what this is?
And Vincent Schiavelli's that big, tall, weird freak from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh!
And he was married
die?
To the freak on Moonlighting. He's not dead. Don't start rumors.
Yeah,
he is dead.
Vincent Schiavelli, when? A couple days ago?
No,
like a year ago.
Yeah, a year ago?
Within the year.
Okay. I don't believe it.
Do you have a guess?
I heard on the news that Robert Davi died a few years ago, and he's still around.
Who's that? Who?
He's that guy. He's always plays terrorists or FBI agents, and he's got like the really pockmarked face. He's
a
diehard.
Oh, yeah. He's scary because he had acne as a child.
Mm-hmm. Those people will turn on you first.
You know that a guy like that had a crazy adolescence, and he's looking to kill someone for it?
Why doesn't he just grow a Dane Cook beard? Yes, I didn't.
Doug.
That's what my beard is. Just cover up my horrible craters all over my face.
I call it character.
I call it mental illness.
Let's call the whole thing off. All right.
Ready for name three?
Yes. Oh, wait, I have a guess. Does it take place in a circus or a carnival?
Just say it. I think you know it.
Was it directed by Tim Burton? Was it insanely overrated? Okay, good.
I have a guess.
You do?
No, I give up on mine, whatever that stupid
Home Alone 3?
No.
What was that Tim Burton movie called? Big Fish?
Oh.
I have so turned into my parents. What was that movie called, Big Fish? I have the answer already. Go about whatever you were doing.
Third from the bottom name.
This is a great cast, by the way.
And my parents aren't Jewish either. I don't know why I sounded kind of Jewish. Okay, go ahead.
Pam Ferris?
Pam Ferris is in this?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Next.
Yeah.
Michael Rispoli?
Rispoli, yeah. Italian guy. Always, he's in everything with Italians in it. Sometimes plays Irish.
Was he in...
Yes. Were you going to say The Departed or The Sopranos or Goodfellas? Or he wasn't in that one. He might have been, actually. He's in all that mob shit.
Here's the next one. Harvey Fierstein.
What?
Oh, that's a weird one.
I can't wait until the next one.
You really surprised me with that one.
All right.
Fierstein.
Any guesses?
Fierstein, and it's a freaky thing. It's like, I'm telling you, it's a bunch of weirdos.
The next name is? What would be the next name you would guess in this pattern?
Oh, well, because the pattern's so weird, I would guess Kevin Costner is next. But that can't be it.
John Stewart.
John Stewart?
Weird.
Really? Oh, wait. I think I might know it. Is Steve Martin in it?
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh. I picked a really good one.
I thought it might be Mixed Nuts, because Jon Stewart has like one scene with Parker Posey where they're on roller skates, and you could see him like skating through the shot like, I hope I get a job in television. And then the Daily Show happened.
And then he did.
Is the word love in the title? Can you answer that?
Interesting, no.
Okay. I had a good chance of that being right.
Yeah, it's a nice way to narrow it down.
All right.
It can't be Road to Rodanthe if it's... has love in the title.
We're at the top. There's four more.
We got to wrap it up.
Danny DeVito. We were just talking about him.
That must have been wild, back on the set with Vincent Schiavelli.
Yeah, he must have been happy that he got to work with Danny Woodburn.
And his friend
got to tower over somebody that was not an infant.
What about his friend from?
Yeah, from Cuckoo's Nest.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. They worked together in that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I bet it dimed. I bet it dimed.
Chief was working in craft services on this film.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Three more. Oh yeah, three more names.
Okay.
Who's the most awesome actress?
Helen Mirren.
The best one?
Just
I do like Helen Mirren quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just an awesome actress.
Who's an awesome actress?
Oh.
I don't know anyone.
Catherine Keener.
Yes!
Wow!
Oh my God! Yeah. That's so cool.
Woo!
That is amazing.
That feels good. That feels good. That's called knowing a person.
Yeah.
That's what just happened there.
It's
going to
be such an anticlimax if one of us picks the movie.
Who do we have so far? Do you want to recap?
And she was the third name. I knew that.
Yes.
So I knew the placement, what kind of supporting actress
she would
love. You're doing well.
Oh, yes, shoot. I've been reading like two.
Oh, no.
God, that'd be great. little mix
and
match.
We have to guess two?
Do you want one of the last two names?
It's Madagascar and Match Point.
That wasn't that bad, really, that I thought of that.
Okay. That we got to go. We got to
wrap
it up.
There are two more names. Edward Norton. Oh. This is crazy.
Oh. Eddie Norton and, the last name is Robin Williams.
Yes.
Death by Smoochie.
Death to Smoochie.
Death to Smoochie. Originally Death by Smoochie.
Wow, beautiful.
Yes, that's it. Thanks to my guests, Andy Daly, Wayne Fetterman, as always. Wayne Fetterman and Willem Dafoe are shitheads.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.